USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Omicron variant is continuing an unprecedented surge across the United States. That's what CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky told senators today. She added it's highly contagious and rapidly evolving. President Biden, back in Washington, D.C., after spending some time in the Peach State, the president talking voting and sharply criticizing former President Donald Trump because he doubted the results of the 2020 election.
He didn't say count the votes. He said find votes that he needed to win. He failed because of the craziest officials, Democrats, Republicans.
Not attending that speech in Atlanta, Georgia on Tuesday, former gubernatorial candidate in Georgia Stacey Abrams, who herself doubted election results in Georgia. USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Schools in session once again in Chicago.
As many experts claim the lockdowns are hurting our children's mental health, a proposal for Chicago Public Schools to resume in-person classes Wednesday has been approved by the Chicago Teachers Union House of Delegates. That followed a lot of bickering during the week-long standoff. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The city of New Orleans is reinstating a mask mandate just weeks before the start of Mardi Gras as a way of stopping a surge in COVID-19 cases. Health Director Jennifer Avenzo saying hospitalizations have risen by a factor of 7.
There are no beds. If you go to an emergency department right now, expect to wait 6, 10, 12 hours to be seen just to get back to the emergency department.
A city spokesman saying on Tuesday that the action is needed to allow parades to roll through the famed French Quarter. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Senate Democrats are trying to adjust the Senate filibuster to pass election reform legislation. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says the filibuster forces senators to negotiate with each other on a bill that is bipartisan.
One of the most important things about the 60-vote bipartisan requirement is that it forces us to do something that doesn't come natural, but which I think the American people benefit from immensely by providing passing laws that will stand the test of time and enjoy broad support.
As the United States continues to deal with inflation, a brand new AP poll shows that voters are most concerned about the economy going into the midterm elections later this year. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says the struggle is real in his state.
I have parents that, you know, are saying, oh, do I put gas in the car? Do I put food on the table? I have more people that they're working in food banks that say people are coming in because they can't afford food. We see rents just going up like crazy. Electricity prices are up.
ESPN is reporting Major League Baseball will meet with the Players Association on Thursday as they try to end a lockout. The report says the league approached the union to set up the gathering. It comes as spring training is set to start in late February, with the regular season beginning in late March. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.